probably a lot of people that have received this communication that don't and won't have a liability at all. Depending on personal circumstances and changes in income over the last number of years, it may simply be a case that the revenue haven't issued the correct tax credits. The big issue here, I suppose, is there were a lot of people in receipt of private pensions, maybe in advance of receiving their state pension because they retired before the state pension was due. And for whatever reason, then the revenue haven't sort of, the two sides between revenue and social welfare, social protection office, haven't joined the dots and amended the tax credits on their behalf. So it may be a case that a small minority, in my view, a small number, will have a bit of a liability there that they need to take a look at. But the first thing is, I mean, the natural reaction when you receive a letter such as that there will be to panic. And the first thing I would have to say is not to. Anybody that has received that letter should get in touch with an accountant or tax advisor first and foremost. And they'll very, very quickly be able to assess whether there is an issue for them or not and put them mind at ease.
Now, you've offered to take a look at any letters that people have concerns about. How can they get in touch with you?
Well, absolutely. I mean, that's what our firm does. We'll gladly and freely assess anyone that has received such a letter. They can contact us at our office, 0749321222, and they can get in touch with myself or Shauna at the office. Put their mind at ease. If they want to make an appointment to see us, they can do, but if they give us a brief rundown on their circumstances, even over the phone, we'd be very quickly able to assess whether there's an issue for them and whether that needs any further exploration. But certainly, if they've received a letter, it will have to be replied to. The revenue machine won't go away. The letter will have to be replied to one way or the other.